Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. Catch anything you missed today by getting the show podcast at 97.1talk.com.
America, this is Al Gore. Three things are certain. Hanging chads suck. I'm getting rich off this climate scam, and you are listening to the Mark Cox Show.
All right, welcome back. Thank you, Al. I appreciate that. I mean, he's been up there with a hairdryer trying to melt some of the ice pack that has regrown, apparently, after he told us it was all going to melt. So he's been a busy man, putting his carbon footprint all over the globe these days, no doubt about it. So I heard Frank Cusimano on the Mark Reardon Show the other day. He's on there fairly regularly, sports director over Channel 5. And he said something, Kim, that kind of caught me off guard. He said, I watched that Battlehawks game the other night, and I thought to myself as I was watching it, and I know there's still going to be a championship game at the Dome, but the Battlehawks won't be in it. And he said, I wondered as I watched it if I was watching the last professional football game I'll ever see in St. Louis in my lifetime. And Reardon pushed back on him a little bit. He goes, are you dying soon? And Frank said, no. He said, but I... Other than the Battle Hawks, the XFL, the UFL, whatever you want to call them, they have not had the attendance in other markets that they've had in St. Louis. And St. Louis attendance has been great, but it can't sustain the league. And he's seriously worried about that thing collapsing under its own weight before there's another season. And that's sad for Battlehawks fans.
What happens to the Dome then? Because obviously they still host other big events. They have concerts coming up here soon.
Mizzou plays one game a year sometimes.
One game, that's what I mean. Like, is it enough? Do they end up just, if it needs $155 million in renovations, do they end up just saying, is this really worth it? Because who's about to put up that money? I doubt the state will. Doubt the county's going to pitch in. The city doesn't have any money to do it.
I mean,
they do, but from the Rams settlement money, but they're not going to put it there. I doubt it.
It's a valid question. I mean, it's such a big chunk of the convention center. You can still use it for convention space, if nothing else, in the occasional concert. It is a shame it's not going to be utilized more, but I can't imagine what else would need a stadium that size unless it's the St. Louis Bengals. I mean, I guess that's a possibility. That rumor keeps floating around that, and God help us.
I'm
just telling you right now. I grew up near Cincinnati. I was a long-suffering Bengals fan when I lived there. I got to see them go to the Super Bowl twice when I lived there, and they've been there once since then, failed all three times. They have horrible management. The Cincinnati Bengals have horrifically horrible football management. And for many years, when Paul Brown was still alive, they refused to pay to get the good players. They always depended on the draft. And occasionally they got lucky. They got Boomer Esiason. They got Icky Woods. Kenny Anderson back in the 80s. They occasionally drafted enough good players that they had a decent team. But they've never managed to win a Super Bowl. And I just don't know if the... First of all, I'm not convinced they'll ever leave Cincinnati. But if they came here... It would be a worse deal than the Rams. I got to be honest with you. I mean, the Rams did turn it around after they got to St. Louis, but I don't know that that was anything other than some good coaching and a few lucky picks, right? Same kind of thing. So we'll see. Maybe that happens here at some point. Now, on to what's going on in Jeff City. I told you the other day, this property tax scam. The property tax freeze for some counties, maybe a cap for other counties, no help at all for the biggest counties in the state, is the worst idea I've ever heard. And they attached it to this stadium bill attached, I should say, to try to sweeten it as a sweetener to get certain no votes to switch to yes in the Senate. And they barely passed it by 2 votes because people like Rick Bratton and whoever else that used to be on the House the Senate Freedom Caucus switched their votes. They got bought out and they switched their votes. And we've invited Rick Bratton on here to talk about this. He won't return my text messages. Now it's in the House where it's basically going to be rubber stamped. It's not too late for you to call your House representative and tell them what a stink pot this is. Unfortunately, by giving some states or some counties, I should say, in the state, the opportunity to selectively freeze their property taxes, they've been able to buy off enough votes that this thing may win by 40 votes in the House. Remember, the House basically rubber stamped it once before. And I think it's a shame. I think most of the elected representatives in St. Louis are against the idea, the House representatives. I know George Harusa seemed to be on the fence and leaning toward a yes vote the last time I heard from him. But the rest of them are a no vote from the St. Louis area. But that I don't think that's enough. It's not enough to stop it. So there's a very good chance that by the time we talk tomorrow, they will have voted on this at some point today, and then it's going to the governor's desk when he gets back from his overseas trip. I understand he's on a trip right now, the governor. When he gets back, I hope the French president's wife didn't hit him or anything when he's over there.
Just if that happens, just make sure you close the door first.
So Governor Kehoe is going to ink that thing as soon as he gets back, and then it's a done deal. Then there's going to be lawsuits, and the property tax is going to get tossed out, but the stadium funding will stay in there. And the tornadoes relief, I'm sure. Well, what a bummer. I'm so sad that that's happened that way. I gotta be honest. Hey, if you missed our interview with Josh Hawley earlier, it's up on the podcast. You can go back and listen on demand. We pushed him on this minimum wage thing that he's decided he's all in for $15 an hour. And there are a lot of conservatives who are very unhappy about that. Me among them. I quizzed him on it, but he seems to believe that that's the right path forward. All right, that does it for us. Kilmeade's up next. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com.